Save our black boys. Save our black men. They have done it again. The police have killed another one of our black men on the street. This time, it was Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The victim was a 37-year-old father of five named Alton Sterling. Why was he shot down on the street, worse than an animal? Shot with bystanders looking. Shot after allegedly asking, "What did I do?" Why was his body slammed against the hood of the car? Why was he shot while lying on his back with a police officer near his chest and another at his legs? He's on his back, pinned to the ground by Baton Rouge police officers, and then shot, not once, but several times at close range. Save our black boys. Save our black men. They have done it again. The police have killed another one of our black men on the street. Was Mr. Sterling, the victim, armed? A MSNBC report online showed a subscript under the video report which read, "Sterling was armed." Why was it necessary to make that statement when it was not known whether he used the gun or even held the gun in his hand? Listener, did you see the bystander videos? They've been circulating online. Did you hear the report of a witness who said a police officer removed a gun from the victim's pocket after the victim was shot? If the gun was in his pocket, why did the police officer remove it? Was he planning to place the gun in the dead victim's hand so he could say he felt threatened? Why did the police officer allegedly remove the gun from Mr. Sterling's pocket after he was dead? Was he intending to plant the weapon so he could give cause for the killing? Police officers have been known to plant weapons in dead black men's hands or nearby to attempt to justify their murder. Save our black boys. Save our black men. They have done it again. The police have killed another one of our black men on the street. They shot him several times at point blank range while Alton Sterling lay on his back on the ground, pinned down by police officers. Shot after the victim allegedly yells out, "What are you doing? What did I do?" This deadly incident took place outside a convenience store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The owner of the store, Abdullah Muflahi, told CNN he wasn't aware of any incident Tuesday that would have spurred a 911 call. Also, he said, he's sure his store's surveillance cameras caught the shooting, though he has not seen it. He said the police took the video later Tuesday. Why did the police take the store surveillance video? Why didn't the store owner view the video first? And speaking of video, what happened to the body cams that police officers wear? The body cameras. Baton Rouge Police Lieutenant Johnny Dunham told reporters that the cameras, the body cameras, were dislodged. Why were the police cameras dislodged? How likely is it that the body cameras of not one, but both of the officers would dislodge? Were they not properly fastened? Were they dislodged on purpose? The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, stated that the United States Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is leading an investigation into what happened. Also, the United States Attorney's Office in Baton Rouge, the FBI, and the state police will be involved in the investigation. Listener, what are you going to do about this murder? According to The Counted, a project launched by The Guardian that tracks police killings in America, Alton Sterling was the 558th person to be shot and killed by a police officer this year. Of that number, 558, 135 were black persons. That represents 25%. So 25% of the people shot and killed by police officers this year were black. 25%. That is a disproportionate number, since black people only comprise about 13% of the American population. If the number was proportionate, there would only have been about 73 black people killed by police. Instead, there were nearly double that amount. There were 135 black people killed by police this year. This number represents disproportionality. This number represents injustice. Save our black boys. Save our black men. They have done it again. The police have killed another one of our black men on the street. It is so painful. Our Heavenly Father cares about our pain. Jesus cares about our pain. We must tell Jesus.